Nice.
Okay, so actually, I did this thing before.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so.
It was nice of them to wait until he was long gone to tell you that he was stealing from you.
It's... Well, I mean, it's, you know, politics are complicated.
Yeah.
The guy's best friend was a really good maintenance guy, and he worked there with him, and he was a really cool guy. He'd do anything for us, and, I mean, Dad, like, he said something one day to him, like, you know, it's not that I don't trust you, I don't trust the thief you work with, and the guy, like, apologized. It was, like, his best friend from high school, and he knew it was wrong, but
yeah.
It's like, how do you go about going and telling somebody that that happened without all sorts of shit coming back?
Me, I told my friend to knock it off, or I was going to tell him.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
again,
it was already...
I don't tend to...
It was already done, and I'm sure,
I know already,
I'm sure
yeah.
Matt said something like, you know, you can't do that again, or something like that, but...
Yeah.
It's like, how do you go and make that right without, you know, bringing down a shitstorm?
I guess I've rarely liked people I worked with, so it's not a problem for me.
Yeah. All those dice and I rolled five.
I've never worked with somebody I already knew, so...
I mean, it wasn't even like, you know, like they were friends at work. This was like his best friend.
Right,
was a
yeah.
Kid.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I've never worked with somebody I've actually already known for pretty much at all. The most is there's
so a we're not really upset at anybody except, you know, the guy who did it.
Yeah.
That's one thing about Dad. He does things... stupid ways sometimes. Like, he had a police officer friend of his run the fingerprints inside the machine, but he won't, like, submit the evidence because he doesn't want to get his police officer friend in trouble. Which is just fucking stupid. Why did he do it that way? Instead of having, you know, just do it legally.
Yeah.
Because the police officer's not allowed to run prints.
Unless they're directly asked by
Yeah, unless in the course of an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, why did he do it that way when he could have asked somebody to just do it as a part of an investigation?
It's true.
Bless you. Thank you.
Oh, well. If parents had more common sense than their kids, then...
We might not be around.
Yeah. They wouldn't have kids.
Yeah.
Some of that, but yeah.
My brother and I were both accidents. It's... No secret.
I remember I asked. I love my parents' response. I asked. I don't remember why I thought it was a good idea, but at one point I asked my parents if they planned for kids, and I think I don't remember even which one of them answered, but one of them says, "You don't really plan for kids."
I featured prominently at my parents' wedding. Mom wore blue. 7 months pregnant at the time.
No, I know my parents planned for me because their anniversary is like 4 years. Their anniversary is around the same time as my birthday, but there's a 4-year gap. But they like to tell me that I was definitely conceived at a Grateful Dead concert.
Better than born at one.
I was either one of their birthdays or Valentine's Day, and my brother was a Halloween party where they just dressed as the California Raisins.
You know what? I've never...
They counted the month back, and I guess they have sex infrequently enough that they could actually be like, yeah, that was the time.
That was the time. Raisins, man.
Haven't asked and don't want to know.
No. It's really funny because my dad's... If you count down the months, you realize my dad's birthday is Valentine's Day. My mother's birthday is 4 days afterwards. Yeah, I was probably conceived around that time.
Mom used to work as a law clerk for a lawyer. His name was Tom Kirkwood in Cincinnati. And they had a Christmas party. After the Christmas party was when James was conceived. So my father actually called up like 2 weeks later and he goes, Tom, if I was on the way home from your party and I had an accident, would you be liable? Tom goes, well, yeah, I guess I would. And Dad goes, Ruth's pregnant. And Tom said, you can drop the kid off and I'll raise it, but I'm not paying support.
Alright, so On that note
I'm ready.
Alright, so
I'll never be rated.
You never ready for this?
I'm never ready to play this character.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this character.
Is the app free?
The app for what?
This should be fun.
I want to download the sleep time app.
Oh, that'd be cool.
My phone. So I know exactly how long I can play this game before I should go to fucking bed so I can wake up and not be dead tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say if you need to get up in the morning, you should go to sleep in bed.
Oh. Oh, no, the sleep time thing, it probably says, like, go to bed at 11 o'clock or 12:30 or 3 or 4:30. Yeah. So if you miss one, you just have to go to the next one.
Exactly, that's what it says. And I want to figure out which one is best. I'm going to assume it's free. All
right, well, so, in any event, y'all ready?
Never ready to play this character this way. Needed a drink.
All right, so,